From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. After 45 days, Utah's 2026 legislative session ended at midnight on Friday. KUER's Sean Higgins has the highlights.
The 2026 session felt more business as usual compared to a mad dash to the finish line of previous years. Governor Spencer Cox even told lawmakers he's holding it in high regard.
This is my 14th session, and it's my favorite one by far. I mean that sincerely. I don't say that every year, but I'm saying it this year. I'm so proud of what you all accomplished.
Lawmakers passed 541 bills. They expanded the Utah Supreme Court and cut state income and gas taxes. But the state budget was one of the trickiest bills to finish. All indicators pointed toward a tight budget year, and state agencies were tasked with coming up with 5% cuts across the board. Senate Minority Leader Luz Escamilla said that weighed heavily over the session.
That created so much anxiety, especially for social services, where I serve in that appropriations committee, and public ed. So that exercise was traumatic and brutal.
In the end, they didn't need all those cuts, and lawmakers passed a $31 billion budget that goes into effect July 1st. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Utah lawmakers introduced more than 1,000 bills this year. That's a record by a lot. But on top of that, they had around 400 bill substitutions. Chris Blake has been a lobbyist with RRJ Consulting since 2012. He's a former chief of staff to the Speaker of the Utah House. Blake tells PBS Utah's Hinckley Report frequent bill substitutions are actually one of the biggest challenges to the legislative process.
The way our structure works, those bills often get dropped right before a committee or right before a vote. And has everyone had the chance to really analyze it, look at it, give feedback on it? And so when more and more subs are introduced, that probably is something that the legislature needs to spend some time thinking about. Is this creating a better policy process? And I would argue generally it's not. Sometimes it is because a lot of parties have come together to work on that. But when it's happening so quickly and so frequently, that's potentially problematic.
That's Utah lobbyist Chris Blake speaking with PBS Utah's The Hinckley Report. The state's filing period to run for Congress opens today. But with a new map, the boundaries for Utah's four House seats are different. Representative Mike Kennedy has announced he will run in the newly redrawn 4th District. It includes portions of southern Salt Lake County and northern Utah County. Representative Celeste Malloy told the Deseret News she'll run in the 3rd district that covers southern and eastern Utah. Representative Blake Moore has already started gathering signatures in the 2nd district in northern Utah. The redrawn 1st district leans heavily Democratic. Representative Burgess Owens has said he will not run for re-election. Utah Lake is getting a big federal boost, $7.7 million. Half of that will go toward a future nature and research center next to the Linden Marina. Another part of the funding will help get rid of invasive species like carp. Kelly Cannon O'Day is the communications and events manager for the Utah Lake Authority.
By getting rid of carp and by reducing their numbers, then a lot of other problems get a lot easier to solve. Just because they wreak so much havoc on the lake. Now we can actually really try to make a huge impact in carp numbers.
They're looking into buying commercial fishing equipment. The money comes from the Community Funding Project, and Utah Congressman John Curtis, Burgess Owens, and Mike Kennedy were involved in making it happen. Overall, the lake is doing a lot better. Cannon O'Day says they just had their best year of Phragmites mitigation ever. That's a problematic invasive species that sucks up a lot of water. Chronic wasting disease is spreading in Utah deer. It affects the nervous systems of deer, elk, and moose, and the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources says hunters shouldn't eat infected deer. Most of the cases the division found were in northeastern and southeastern Utah, but now it's in new places, Schofield in Carbon County and new parts of Uinta County. The state says it's hard to know how fast the disease is spreading because it has a 5-year rotation for areas it samples. Infected animals become emaciated and listless with droopy ears. But in the early stages, they appear healthy, so hunters might not know the animal is infected. The hunting permit application for deer and other big game in Utah opens March 19th. You're listening to KUER News.